Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. The State Department of Education will stop collecting students' Social Security numbers when it can after a state auditor's review. Mike Lear reports.
State Auditor Nicole Galloway looked at the department's cybersecurity practices and found it unnecessarily collected and kept personal information from students, including Social Security numbers.
What we're saying is collect it at the time you need it, and then don't collect it again. Don't type it in the system again. Don't type it in a spreadsheet and upload it to DESE's system again. Only do it when you need to, because every time you do it, it creates an opportunity for it to fall in the wrong hands.
The department will also create and update policies for responding to and recovering from data breaches. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
Vice President Joe Biden will not run for president in 2016. Missouri State University political science professor Brian Calfano thinks Biden's decision means there won't be as much Democratic presidential campaigning in Missouri.
You're going to see a lot of Republicans, but just not a lot of Democrats. And so if the Biden, decision means anything, I think it means that Democratic nomination struggles are basically going to go away. I mean, you're not going to see much of that play out in Missouri at all.
Calfano says Hillary Clinton's campaign is probably breathing a sigh of relief because Biden was a threat to her winning the nomination. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger wants 57 police departments in the county to follow new minimum standards. The 13 rules proposed cover use of force, more officer training, and high-speed chase policies. Stanger says if the bill is passed by the county council, it won't come at any cost to the county, but instead each department. And the Kansas City Royals are taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. If the Royals pull off the win today, they will advance to the World Series. The city of St. Louis is refunding roughly $5.6 million to those who paid a red light camera ticket between February of 2014 and August of 2015. The refunds come after the Missouri Supreme Court struck down the city ordinance governing red light cameras in St. Louis and similar ordinances in Moline Acres and St. Peter's. St. Louis State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal will challenge Congressman William Lacey Clay in the 2016 election cycle. Chappelle Nadal has accused Clay of not doing enough in the wake of the Michael Brown Jr. shooting or in the unrest that followed and for not paying enough attention to his constituents. Clay told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch in July he would welcome a challenge from Chappelle Nadal for its, quote, entertainment value. The Missouri Department of Insurance wants drivers to be on the lookout for more deer on the move. More deer accidents occur in October and November than the rest of the year. This is Missouri Net News.